From the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson, a counselor and coach, best-selling author, and your advocate for the family. Normally, here is where I would state the title of the program and maybe the question associated with it. But today, we're doing the top five programs of 2014. And today is number five, and I have no idea what it is. So, Randy, if you'd open up the envelope and tell us what the title is, that would be great.
All right, Kurt. That's what we're going to do. We're going to count this thing down for these 5 days. We've looked at all the programs for this year, and we've selected the top five programs based on your response to our comment line, your activity on Facebook, and so on. And so, Mr. Program Producer, hand me that envelope. Thank you, Steve. Let's rip this thing open here, and let's see what we have as we take a look at the number five of the top five. Oh, boy, this is it. I love this program. It's on the topic of adoption, and it was called Adoption and Intentional Choice. And I know adoption has impacted the lives of so many people in ways that, only you could tell your story of what God has done as a result of that. It's touched our family and the families of so many others, and we're pleased to have this program in our top five. As we focus on the power of adoption. If you know someone who can relate to this topic, I'd encourage you to give them a call and have them tune in or listen to the program later online. And have them join us today as we focus on this program, which aired some time ago during the year, but was in the top list of most popular programs. So included in today's program, you're going to be hearing from recording artist Mark Schultz, a friend of ours, and of course, many of you have heard him sing, and he's got a powerful personal story of adoption. And also, one of our listeners from Flagstaff, Susan Bates, is going to be joining us as she shares her story of how reaching out in this power of caring for others in need has changed her life as well. Also, we'll be checking in with our storyline, our comments, which you're welcome to participate in, as you share on the storyline at 888-888-1717, as we jump into a very important topic. Number five in the countdown of the top five programs of 2014 on the topic of adoption.
For Intentional Living, I'm Rob Riegel with a look at adoption through the eyes of music artist Mark Schultz. Mark's deep passion for adoption can be traced back to his earliest roots.
Yeah, I was adopted when I was 2 weeks old, and so because of that, I feel part of my mission now with my platform is to help families who want to adopt and kids who haven't had the opportunity to be adopted.
Even with two little boys of their own, Mark and his wife Kate are about to embark on their own adoption journey.
I would want to adopt because I'm adopted, but I think my wife even more so, she's always thought, what a great way to give back and to give thanks to God for the life that I've had.
And as Mark reminds us, adoption may be closer to our lives than we're actually aware.
You know, we were at a function one night and a man asked, how many people in this room are adopted? And about 10 hands went up and about 2,000 people. And they said, okay, put your hands down again. And he said, now let me ask you again, how many people in this room would consider yourself a child of God? And then, you know, slowly all the hands go up. And then he said, okay, put your hands back down. He goes, I'm going to ask one more time, how many people in this room are adopted? And everybody kind of looked at each other and the smiles went up and all the hands went back up again.
Mark's wife, Kate, is an OBGYN, and his adoption story had a profound impact on her ministry.
You know, when she was a resident, some of the doctors say, are you okay with doing abortions? There were several Christians in her residency class, but she was one of the first ones to say, I'm not going to do an abortion, and one of the reasons I'm not going to do an abortion is because I'm married to a man who was adopted, and I can't imagine him not being on the search.
Mark once rode his bike 3,500 miles across America for the cause of adoption. Any plans to do it again?
As you know, Rob, you rode through several states with me on that bike trip, and that took a lot of work, as we both know. And so two kids into it now, I may be finished with that. As a matter of fact, we started something called the Remember Me Mission.
Every year we put out a creative project, and all the money from that project goes to fund the Remember Me Mission, which goes to help fund orphans all over the world.
He's my son.
Find the link to Mark's website on our broadcast highlights page at theintentionallife.com. For Intentional Living, I'm Rob Riegel.
Boy, you learn things when you listen to this program. You learn things. Now, I knew about Mark Schultz. I was with him, and He's saying, I spoke at a conference just a few months ago, but to hear his story. But I didn't know our own Rob Riggle, right here behind the controls himself, rode, what, 300 miles with Mark Schultz on his cross-country trek there. Very good. We're talking about adoption today and the power stories of lives changed as a result of this. Very biblical, as you look at what Paul says in Ephesians chapter 1 about us being adopted as well. And we got Susan on the line, Susan Bates from the Flagstaff area, listener of Family Life Radio, and got her own story of adoption. Susan, welcome to the program. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Dr. Randy.
Appreciate it. What was it? Why did you consider adoption in the first place?
My husband and I were not able to have children, and we really wanted a family. I had lost my family at age 19. My mother, father, uncle, aunt, and cousin were killed in a flood. And I felt almost like Job. The home was lost. I was left orphaned, penniless, and homeless in one night. And to have a family became one of the deepest desires of my heart. We were not able to have our own children, and so adoption became the number one thought on our minds. However, my husband was older. We were not able to get on any normal adoption rolls. So consequently, we looked everywhere, high and low, to be able to find a child that God would allow us to adopt. And it was one of the most frustrating things I've ever gone through in my life, and heartbreaking, as so many parents, or would-be parents, know.
So what path did you take? How did that progress? How did it conclude? What did you do?
Well, we tried the normal adoption roles, but like I said, my husband was too old. We tried foreign adoptions. They wanted too much money. We tried the route of private adoptions. Again, the same thing. Plus, my husband was older. We didn't want to wait 5 years. And so, honestly, it came down to prayer, Dr. Randy. After so many disappointments of thinking that this was going to come through, and it didn't, over and over again. Honestly, getting to the point where a mother gave birth to a child, and we say, can we come to the hospital because we're supposed to have that child, and she changes her mind.
Yes.
And the heartbreak of that.
Yeah.
And one morning I just gave up. I just said, Father, you know where all the children are in the world, and if there's any out there that need a Christian home, my husband and I want to have them. And within a half an hour, we received a phone call from one of the agencies that had gotten my name and number, and it led to our ability to adopt two children.
Wow.
Within 24 hours.
Wow. How long ago was that, Susan?
It was 1986, I believe, so 28 years ago.
All right, so you are on the side of this now where you can look back at 25 plus 28 years and see there's a story here, you know, because we're talking today about what has been the impact, how has it changed your life? And I want you to hang on for a moment, Susan. I'd like to have you come back and turn the corner and talk about, okay, what's happened now 28 years later? How has that impacted your life? What do you say to other families who are considering adoption, maybe praying about it for themselves today with so many needs around? So hang on, Susan. We'll get back to you in just a minute.
The Intentional Living Storyline. Call anytime at 888-888-1717.
Hi, my name's Midge, and our story started back in 1986 when we became foster parents for a handicapped child. He was very small, very fragile. He was not supposed to live, and if he did, they said expect him to get no older than 2. So we took him home to die, but Jonathan lived to be 10 before we lost him. That was a case where we started out as foster parents, but we actually adopted Jonathan by the time he was 7, I think. After that experience, my husband and I decided to go back into foster care, and we have subsequently had many children in our home, all with autism or other special needs, in which we finally adopted the last 2 children that we had, which were in our home for so long, we couldn't let them go. That love and that feeling of I can do anything, follow that scripture, I can do all things in Christ who strengthens me. And this is where we get our strength.
There's so many stories, and we know every story is unique because every person is unique. But I want to tell you something. We are pro adoption. We believe in this, and I believe in seeing the power of a changed life through adoption. When I think about God adopting us, Ephesians chapter 1, what a beautiful picture that is of people reaching out and caring for children in need. We're talking to Susan. She's on the phone from the Flagstaff area. And Susan, you adopted two kids back in the 1980s. Tell me about the children that you adopted back then. What's been going on?
They couldn't be more wonderful, and I couldn't love them more, Dr. Randy. Out of all the decisions that I've made in my life, and it was really never a decision, I loved them before I even saw them,
yes.
But they have turned into the most wonderful parents, human beings I could ever ask for. My daughter is married. She is a Christian, and her husband is. She is the most wonderful mother to her four children that she has now. So I have four grandchildren out of that adoption that I just, they're priceless to me. And my son is just an amazing man of God. He, too, is in church, and he's in a wonderful relationship with a Christian woman. They have just blessed our life beyond measure.
Now, how has that changed you? I mean, you think about 28 years, you look back on this. What did the adopting these two precious children 20-some years ago, what did it do in your life for you personally?
Honestly, Randy, the first thing it did was take my eyes off of me. I think so much of our society can be so self-centered, and it's all about making me happy. And the Christ that is in us says, no, it's about blessing other people. And through my children, I learned to give and give and give. In fact, I think opening that door allowed us then to open the door to allow many more people into our lives. We have since then almost had like a spirit of adoption to where anyone who is hurting, we welcome them into our lives.
I understand that you, in fact, you had a young lady from Germany that you reached out to. Tell us about that.
Yeah, she was suffering from anorexia. And we promised that if she got better, she could come and live with us for a summer. Well, she was 14 years old at the time, and she did get better so she could come to America. Huh. And since that time she has received Christ, she stayed with us for probably 3 years total and took the light of the gospel back to Germany. Her family became saved. Her brother became a missionary. She is now a pastor's wife and has served Christ as a pastor's wife and has a beautiful Christian family and continues to share the gospel and are actually taking in an adopted child as we speak.
Wow, what a message. I understand you're even at this stage in your life, you're opening your heart to minister to those in need.
We are. We also have a young man that lives on our property that had been through Teen Challenge. And he was virtually homeless, and we opened up our tiny little humble guest house to him. And we now have a program that serves at-risk teenage boys, teaching them horsemanship. Yeah. And this young man who lives on our property is the head of that.
Wow. Well, one decision. You know, we talk about intentional living being points of decision to make a decision. Life is about decisions. In fact, motivation, when you look at the word motivation, it's from the Latin. It means to move, to actually take action. There was a point in time where Susan made a decision to say, hey, we're going to reach out and we're going to love someone, a child in need. And God opened that door and made it available and transformed their life. What a powerful message. Maybe today you've been thinking about that, contemplating it for yourself. Think about it. Pray about it. Maybe today is the day to think about the power of adoption in your own life. Hey, Susan, we got a lot of calls standing by I want to get to, but I want to thank you for getting us started today on the program, and thank you for your great story.
Thank you so much for the opportunity to share this wonderful blessing.
Thank you, Susan. We're going to get to your calls here in just a minute.
Black Friday, we get up way too early, fight through crowds for things that honestly just don't matter that much. Well, this year, I'm buying something that will help put my family on a strong spiritual foundation for the new year. I'm going online to buy the Word for Your Life gift pack.
From the Intentional Living Center, the Word for Your Life gift pack includes a 90-day devotional book and the chronological Bible. The gift pack makes a great gift for someone you love or yourself. Each day, important truth from God's Word and the devotional bring everything into focus for your life. And right now, save 34%. Go to theintentionallife.com and order the Word for Your Life gift pack. That's theintentionallife.com.
Let's get a couple more stories on the line here before we run out of time. Let's go to New Mexico. Sarah in New Mexico, welcome to the program.
Hi, Dr. Andy.
I appreciate your call. Tell us your story, Sarah.
Well, I was adopted in 1988 in Turkey. Both my parents were stationed there. My dad was Air Force, and they couldn't have any more children. My mom had children from a previous marriage, but together they couldn't have any. And so they chose to adopt, and at that time, they only allowed kids under two to be adopted. And so my dad said, you know, I want this little girl. I was born into a tiny little village, and in that village, the women took care of me because my parents abandoned me. Mm. My biological mother was not married, and they're, of course, Muslim. These women took care of me for 6 weeks. I was very sick. I was about two and a half months premature, and the maid of my parents, my adopted parents, took me to them and said, look at this child. I think this is your child. And so from there on, they've taken care of me. They adopted me. It took about a year for the process to go through. So, and then it's been me and my mom the rest of my life.
What does adoption mean to you when you look back on your life?
You know, I don't think I'd be alive. My parents really took a leap of faith with me, and it just has meant that I have lived an easy, incredible life for Christ. You know, later on in my life, I became a Christian. Neither of my parents are believers, and I have been able to touch others with my story because, you know, growing up, when my dad left us, it was really interesting lifetime for us. And so my mom never felt any different for me. She always knew that I was her child.
Yeah.
And so that has given me the faith that now we're going through embryo adoption. And so we're doing that, and that gives me the faith to know that, you know, hey, later on, I'm never going to look at this child any other way than that is my child.
Yeah.
So it's been amazing for us.
Good for you. Well, Sarah, thank you for telling us your story and sharing your journey. And you were very blessed. And all those pieces came together at God's ordained time, didn't it, back in 1988?
It really did. And, you know, in that time frame, like I said, adoption, and now you can't even adopt in Turkey anymore.
Yeah.
So it really, it was amazing that it worked that way.
Fantastic. Thank you, Sarah. Appreciate
it.
Thank you for your call. You know, you think about 1988. How many of you were alive in 1988? Well, Stephen raised his hand, obviously. Was that 1880? I didn't say 1880. You know, and you think about what you were doing in 1988. You were doing something, right? And this little girl abandoned in a small village in Turkey. And these two people come along and adopt her and change her life. We all have a story, don't we? There's somewhere on the planet today, this very moment, this week, somebody's going to be adopted. And 25 years from now or so, they're going to be able to call and say, here's the change in my life as a result of that. What a story. Okay, Pat's on the line in Arizona. Pat, welcome from Arizona. Appreciate your call. What's your story?
Thank you, Dr. Carlson.
Right ahead. Go right ahead, Pat. What's your story?
Oh, okay. I had my first wife and I had two children the old-fashioned way. And back in 1989, I made the decision that I was done having children. And at the ripe old age of 22, I found a hard time finding a doctor that would actually do the procedure for me until I ran into a place called Planned Parenthood. And they took care of that. And then in 1996, I gave my life to Christ and remarried. And I told my wife, I said, you know, I said, I can't have any more kids, you know, just know that going into this marriage. And she married me anyway. About a year and a half, 2 years later, the Lord started moving on my heart about kids again. And I said, how are we going to do this, you know? So we started looking into adoption, went through a number of options before we came to the international adoption. And in 2000, in April 2000, we adopted our little boy from Korea.
Wow.
A year and a half later, we received an email notification from our agency that they had a little girl. And so we went ahead and adopted her from Korea. And then a year and a half later, we got another email about that they had boys that needed homes here in Arizona. So we went over and got another little boy from Korea.
Wow.
And then we took a break for a couple of years.
You didn't read any emails for a couple of years, right?
No. We were pretty busy then. And then I got a call out of the blue from a nephew in Ohio. And he says, hey, Uncle Pat, I know you don't know this, but my girlfriend just gave birth to a little boy, and we're putting him up for adoption, and we don't want to give him to strangers. They said, do you want him? And I said, yeah. So I got on the next flight to Ohio and came back a week later with a newborn. And then about a year or two later, my wife started saying, you know, I think the Lord's talking to me again about adoption, this time from Ethiopia. I said, Ethiopia? I said, oh.
Where's that?
Okay, let's pray about that. And so we started praying about it, and she said, I think the Lord's asking us to get two this time. I thought, two? And so a couple years later, back in 2012, my 12-year-old son and I flew to Ethiopia and came back with two girls. At the time, they were ages 4 and 6. So we've got 6 at home now. They're about a year and a half apart, 2 years, something like that. And our lives are really rich and full.
Wow.
My wife's adopted also.
Wow,
so,
you guys have a movie and a book in that deal, I tell you what. Pat, listen, thank you for your call. And you know what? That's a reminder as you hear that call, the power of adoption, which we're focusing on today as we're looking at the top or listening to the top 5 of the 2014 programs. And this is program number 5. We'll be in number 4 tomorrow, which I think you'll really enjoy as well. If you have a comment today, maybe you've been touched by the power of adoption, you want to share your story, call us at 888-888-1717. You know, we're here in the middle of December, and we're going to be wrapping up this year in just a couple of weeks. And I want to say thank you to all of you who have been praying for us and standing with us throughout this year. Intentional Living is a part of Family Life Communications. This ministry began, Intentional Living began a number of years ago, with just one simple passion. We believe in this day and age that we don't need just a lot more information. We need to actually live intentionally, follow through with what we know, and then continue to grow. And we're here to cheerlead and encourage you on that journey. And I want to say thank you to those of you who have been praying for us and standing with us and have called in support of the ministry. So many of you have given toward that matching gift that made such a big difference this month, and I thank you for that as well. And you can find out online how you can participate in the ministry in a moment. But one thing I want to challenge you to pray about is becoming a member and starting right away with sharing a year-end gift here for December and then standing with us in this brand new year. So I can come alongside of you every month with a brand new teaching as we focus on living intentionally in Christ, a brand new CD teaching will come from our office right to your home or your office or whatever address you give us to say thank you. And it'll be something you can listen to and download as into your iPad or perhaps share it on a CD or however you listen. But it's our gift to you to say thank you for your support each month. So join us at theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. You know, we highlight what happened throughout the year, and one of the highlights for me was when Luis called me. with a question about marriage and finances, but the conversation, as you'll hear, turned pretty quickly to his relationship with Jesus Christ.
I believe God exists and everything, but I just cannot reach God. So I don't know.
Well,
I need something else.
Well, Louise, listen, I'm glad you're listening. You know, the scripture is very clear. God doesn't hide, you know. If you're sensing God's presence in your life and you're sensing his realness, have you ever given your life to him, Louise? You ever gotten to a place where you said, Lord, I know you're real. God, I know you're real, and I want you in my life. I want you to be the centerpiece of my life. Have you ever done that?
No.
Is that something you would find to be important in your life, something you would like to do
yes.
right now?
I do. I think it's very important to me to say that so I can feel better.
Would you like to do that right now?
Yes.
There's nothing magical about the words I'm going to share because it's got to come from your heart. And it's not only to feel better, but to know that you're a changed, new person in Christ. If you're ready and you want to give your life to Christ, I can't think of a better time than right here with everybody who's going to be praying with you.
Yes, thank you.
All right, let's pray together. So go ahead and pray, Louise. Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Today I give my life to you.
Today I give my life to you.
Forgive me for my sins.
Forgive my sins.
Come into my life.
Into my life.
Make me a new creation in you.
I'm a new creation in you.
Thank you for dying for me on the cross.
Thank you for dying for me on the cross.
And for coming into my life.
Thanks for coming into my life.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
That certainly is the highlight of the year. And every time we have a chance to pray with someone to accept Christ at our conferences or on the air or through our ministry, it reminds us why we do this. Not just to be happy and have another day of being intentional, but to see lives transformed. And again, thank you to each of you who are praying for us. You guys and ladies, young and old, businesses and single folks. You are the ones making a difference, and God bless you. Thank you for your faithfulness. And we just want you to know that we'll be here day to day as you continue to pray for and support the ministry. Now, today we've shared with you number 5 in our countdown in the top 5, adoption and intentional choice. Coming up next time will be the number 4, and I'm not going to tell you what it is. We'll have to open the envelope tomorrow when we get together and find out what the number 4 most requested, most responded to program was from 2014. If you have a prayer need, join us in our prayer community or come join our Facebook community at theintentionallife.com. God bless you, and thanks to each of you for joining us here at the Intentional Living Center.